As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
This is what Bob's doorbell sounds like every time you ring it at his house.
Oh, my God.
That's why that guy was coming out to soliciting to your door.
5 times already. My wife has already called the company this morning and said, hey, you know, we said no once at 5:32. We didn't need the 6:22 visit.
Yeah,
6:59. And then the 9:15 visit to wrap up the day.
Because the popular question that we got on the text line after you went on your little rant there was, did you at least tell him no? Or did you just continue to ignore him?
Oh, yeah. We told them no. Yeah. At least once we told them no during this whole process. Like, hey, man, we're sorry. You know, we're not interested, right? Mm. And if nobody answers the door, don't keep coming back, especially at 9:15 at night. Don't paint me as the jerk in this one, text line. I'm not the jerk. You showed up 5 times to my house. Kick rocks.
9:15 is egregious.
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 Yeah. It's dark out. Okay.
Yeah, what are we doing?
Yeah.
And then from the 816, half of the Gen Z people who knock on our door don't know the meaning of the word soliciting.
That's a good point.
Darn.
Jeez.
Yeah, come on, Mac. You don't know what soliciting means?
That's
come on.
Yeah. Let's keep going.
Boomer.
Yeah, that's a whoa. All righty.
All right. So, Gen Z doesn't know what soliciting means. Yeah. Were you the guy that tried to run me off the road to get the Denny's at 4:45 this morning, sir?
Hardee's.
No, I had a guy try to run me off the road to get to Denny's this morning at 4:45.
Needed a slammer.
Yeah,
dude.
I mean, on the exit ramp to Shawnee Mission Parkway, trying to cut me off.
Maybe he was up all night just yeeting the Jey Uso on Monday Night Raw, man. Yeah. He had to get that grand slam fix. Oh, no, it's 10:30.
It's like Paul Heyman describing what went on during the breaks of the show yesterday. Good Lord.
Boy. It is the draft, so we had to have a little fun with some of our own drafts. And yesterday I butchered Vern's thing, and I apologize to Vern on the air. I called it the sophomore season. Sophomore album. Come on, Dusty, do better. Sophomore album. So then we thought to ourselves, okay, what's a good sophomore album in music? Or what's even better, what are our best sequels? We do the draft this week where we do serpentine drafts. So it's been Bob, Mac, myself. It'll continue in that pattern. So, Bob, what's your first pick of your sequel draft? We get 3 picks, by the way.
Toy Story 2.
No way. That was on my board. I thought I was going to be safe with that for a
Nowhere
minute.
Nowhere near mine. I don't watch cartoons. I'm kidding. That's an annoying flex.
Wow. Okay.
I watch cartoons for sure.
I figured I would be safe with my picks.
Mm. Figure it again, brother. Gen Z probably doesn't even know what Toy Story is.
People know that toys don't talk, right?
That came out in 99.
How do you even know what that is?
How do you even know? That was kind of a wake-up call. Toy Story 95, Toy
that
Story 2, 99.
Wow, that's nuts. Damn.
What's your first pick in the sequels draft, Mac?
I'm going to go Back to the Future 2.
Nice. That was definitely on my list.
Okay.
That was definitely on mine, too.
Oh, you guys. Well, that's awesome. I get to double pick here. Mm-hmm. So the draft is officially won by me here. All right, so I'm going to go Terminator 2 as my first pick. Godfather 2 as my second pick. Mm-hmm. I ain't done. Draft over.
Probably not. Is it my turn or is it Max?
Max.
Mac, your turn
or
now?
My turn? Okay, I'm going to go Hunger Games Catching Fire. Maybe a hot take, but I think that's a very good one.
Yeah, okay, and I'm going to go with my two picks. I am going to go with Empire Strikes Back.
Good one. Have you seen it?
Yep.
Mac?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then I am going to go... I'm going Rocky IV.
Is that a sequel?
Yeah.
I thought it was a sequel. I thought Rocky II would be the sequel.
It's the sequel to Rocky III.
Okay.
It is. It's a sequel. It is a sequel.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't allow it, but Mac, you can break the vote if you want to.
So what?
I mean, you could have gone Toy Story 3 if you wanted to.
Really?
Absolutely.
Those are all sequels.
Yeah, I didn't play it like that.
I didn't play like
that. That's why you're Howie Roseman and I'm Brett Veach.
So, Batman Dark Knight Rises?
Could have picked that, too.
Dark Knight is a sequel then, too,
Dark
right?
Yeah. The actual sequel, because it's second in the thing.
But it's a sequel to that, too. I mean, maybe you like the third one better than the second one in a movie series.
Ugh.
Batman Dark Knight. That's great, then. Sweet.
And then the last pick of our draft, I'll take the Temple of Doom.
That's a good one.
Indiana Jones, the actual sequel to Raiders of the Lost Ark. What a curveball.
It's a good draft.
Yeah.
What was your first pick again, Dusty?
Terminator 2.
Terminator 2, okay, and yeah. Godfather 2. That's a solid
solid one, too.
Which one of these is Binkley eating? You saw The Godfather yesterday. You don't need to see any more. One Jerry's enough.
Well, I could reword Temple of Doom, and I could tell you what Jay Binkley is eating.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't want to do that.
Yeah, which category is Binkley chowing down on? Toy Story 2, Empire Strikes Back, Rocky 4, Back to the Future 2, Hunger Games, Dark Knight, Terminator 2, Godfather 2, or Temple of Doom? Where is Binkley saddling up?
One of you two.
I think he's taking Dusty's.
Yeah, I think he is, too.
You could put him on Twitter and see who won the sequels draft.
Yeah.
If you wanted to see who won that one, because Toy Story 2, Empire Strikes Back, and then randomly we got Rocky 4, which is, I will put an asterisk next to that.
I will not. It's a sequel.
I went Terminator 2, Godfather 2, Temple of Doom, Indiana Jones. Matt goes I'm surprised you didn't take Return of the Kings, Lord of the Rings.
I almost did, and then I thought of Dark Knight and Bob's Change the Rules. Yeah,
Dark Knight's a top five film in the history of films.
What was my first pick?
Your first pick was Back to the Future 2.
Yeah. Marty McFly.
Oh, yeah, I took Hunger Games, Back to the Future, and then Dark Knight. Yes.
Yeah, you lost. That's fine, though, but, I mean, you're saved by the Dark Knight, and then people will probably be like, oh, Dark Knight, a third? That's what a steal.
What a steal. Yeah, I got Tom Brady.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
No doubt.
You got Will Levis? Wow, look at you.
Because I would say we probably have the four top sequels in movie history. I would say a lot of people would put Godfather 2 as the greatest sequel of all time.
You know what I saw? I did a lot of research on this yesterday of top movie sequels. Mm. One list had Paddington Bear as number one.
I saw that.
Okay, you saw that
too. I saw that list and I was like, wow.
That was, I don't get that one.
I haven't seen it.
Okay, you have. I've heard nothing about it, so I don't know anything, so I can't speak on it.
But still number one?
But number one of all time? Like, I thought for sure Godfather 2 would be the number one sequel of all time. Exactly, right? Followed by like Terminator 2, Back to the Future 2, Empire Strikes Back, Temple of Doom, all that kind of stuff. Paddington was number one on multiple lists that I saw yesterday.
Maybe we got to see it. Maybe we're missing out.
I guess.
Seen a little bit of recency bias, though.
Yeah, what are you doing Thursday night? You want to come over to the crib and watch Paddington?
Get some Casey's Taco Pizza.
Oh, okay. I'm being convinced. Top Gun Maverick, multiple texts.
I was going to put that in as well. That was kind of another one that I was wavering on.
Yep that's a good one. A lot of texts for that one.
Mm-hmm.
And a recent one, too, you know, where everybody's still kind of fired up about. Yeah.
Yeah.
Aliens, another good one. Almost made my list. It's a good sequel.
Gremlins 2 could have come in on a lot of people's list.
We missed Home Alone 2.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
I had Christmas Vacation on my list as well as ones that I would potentially go with because it's a great sequel.
Because, see, a lot of people are now arguing my pick, saying that Temple of Doom is technically before Raiders of the Lost Ark. But if that's the case, so is Godfather 2 before Godfather 1. Because doesn't he go back as young? Like, it's not technically like...
It's a prequel, sequel type thing,
it's second in the chain is what we're getting at. Like, the second movie. Not the fourth. The second movie in the chain.
Like, Star Wars is all messed up sequentially, but...
Right, it starts in episode 4.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the sequel will be episode 2.
Got Matrix, a Matrix mention in there.
Yep.
Yeah. and then we get the clarification. Any sequel after the first is considered a sequel.
Yeah.
Yes, that's what we're getting at. We're not going chronological. We're not semantics in this thing. It's just real easy. I can't believe I didn't have Home Alone 2 on the list. But I don't know which one it would replace, because I think Terminator 2 is the greatest movie of all time.
Wow.
So that's I wouldn't have replaced any of those with Home Alone 2. As much as I love it, it's not better as a movie than...
Bad Boys 2 is up there. It's a good one. Is that the one where Reggie shows up to the front door? No, that's...
I think that's the first one, right?
No. Second one, I think.
Okay.
First one is Tia Leone. That's when I found out who she was. Mm-hmm. I was like, damn. All right. All right.
Is Reno 911 considered a sequel to Cops?
I think it's a prequel.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Major League 2?
Sucked.
Yeah, it's not
it
good.
It sucked. It was not a good movie.
It's
I wanted it to be good really bad, but it wasn't.
Caddyshack 2 is worse.
Oh, that's the worst sequel of all time.
Yeah.
Jackie Mason stunk in that movie.
Yeah. Somebody says, not trying to be a thanks coach, but I found out in the last year, Temple of Doom takes place in the year before Raiders of the Lost Ark. Yes, but it's the second movie.
It's the second movie. Yeah.
He just thought that it was interesting. Yeah, if you look at the dates that nobody pays attention
to. Which I did not know, and I guess you have to be a savant to put that together. I don't know.
Raiders of the Lost Ark technically takes place in 1936. I think Temple of Doom takes place in 1934 or 35. But either way, yes. Like that's.
Well, they had a sequel to bring you back to show you how you got where you were.
Yeah, it was some of the best.
John Wick Chapter 2, Flooding, Ghostbusters 2. That was terrible.
That was awful, yeah.
Yeah. Rush
Ghostbusters 2. That movie stunk.
That's where like the slime comes through the portrait.
I mean, that was like terrible. That was like, we got to get something else out here because people like this.
Ooh. From Russia with Love. That's a good one.
I don't know that one.
That's a James Bond.
Yeah, and, like every James Bond movie made the list of great sequels because they're all really good.
Lethal Weapon 2, fantastic sequel.
Yeah, had that on my list as well.
That's a really good one.
Yep.
I had Return of the Kings on mine because that's an amazing sequel.
Great. Yeah. That was definitely an honorable mention. Yeah. A lot of text about that one.
I also had Back to the Future too, because I think that's the best one of the franchise.
It's a great one. Yeah, it's a great one. Back to the Future 3 is not a good movie,
but
I saw that on a lot of lists as well.
But Doc finds his love.
Shrek 2 made my
Shrek 2's a good one.
Really good sequel. Really good sequel.
I want to put Anchorman 2 on there. That stunk.
Yeah, too bad.
Yep. Clerks 2's good. That's a good one.
Naked Gun 2.5 stunk. Yeah. 33 and a third, even worse.
And now Liam Neeson's going to be...
Now that looks good.
Okay. All right, let's dive into one word, Mac.
One word. Okay, one word. Let's start with the Royals, boys. Come on. Mm-hmm. You heard Vern yesterday say, let's go. One word on the Royals taking on the Rockies.
This was Vern yesterday.
Pick your head up, boys. Let's go. Right.
There it is.
Yep.
Thank you.
Uninteresting.
Yeah. Okay.
It's the two lowest scoring teams in baseball.
Breakout. It's what it is.
The other
you break
angle,
it out. Yep. You get this team coming to your place. You had a day off. I mean, we could all agree that even when we get a random day off, that next day is like, wow, feels like we had a 3-day weekend. Didn't know that existed. Mm-hmm. You become a new person. You revive.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not saying that, you know, the other station is the Rockies, but let's call them the Rockies. We can come in. Maybe our offense was down last week. We bring our offense back after a day off. You get to go over against competition that's not as equal or better than you. Take advantage of that. Make an example of it. Break out of this slump. Sweep the Rockies. Sweeping the Rockies will bring that interest meter back up towards the fan base, which is very flat right now because, I don't know if you know this or not, there is a huge NFL draft on Thursday night, which is where everyone's attention is.
Uh-huh.
I see you, text line. I hear you. I know you're there. But again, you sweep the Rockies, and then you get that 3-game series against Houston. There's a Mike Moustakas bobblehead on Saturday.
Oh,
you get a little bit
I'll
of juice
there.
Going back. You sweep the Rockies, take 2 out of 3 from Houston. You've won, what, 5 games in 7 days? That can bring
That'll
some interest back.
So, yeah, that'd be great.
So, revival. That's what tonight is.
I haven't been to the K this season yet. That's really what they need. So this next Saturday, they'll get that rejuvenation.
I will not be anywhere near the K.
That's true. Yeah, you got to stay away.
They don't need me.
You mentioned the NFL draft. One word on draft week.
Exciting.
Yeah.
Everybody's excited, whether you're picking at Tennessee or you're picking at Philadelphia. 1-32, everybody's excited to see who their new players are going to be. Mm. It's the kind of the beginning of that football season. So for me, it's excitement.
I don't know. Beginning? There's a lot of teams. There's about 15 teams in this draft that are banking on a player to really change their franchise, whether that's an offensive lineman, defensive edge rusher, whether it's a wide receiver, a quarterback. It's interesting. It's a beginning. And for other teams, it's continuing, right? Like, can you keep guys going along that can replace other guys? Not a lot of people do it like Veach and Roseman. Can somebody kind of be that next team that can do that? Can these teams like add to their talent rosters? And also, can they continue to be good? So it's a beginning and a continuing for the NFL draft, for one word.
It's so big, ESPN already has their countdown clock going. Ooh. 59 hours, 25 minutes, and 57 seconds until the first pick of the draft.
Beaton's got the same clock above his bed.
Yeah, he's had one going for since last year.
Yeah. 365 days, 24
hours. Like that
days,
countdown to St. Patrick's Day at every Irish bar, you know?
100%.
Beakley has that in his house to the draft. His mom's like, what's this clock?
They had that clock at Clancy's. It was always fun to go back the next day to see if it had restarted. And, of course, it had restarted.
Restarted? Uh-huh. Yeah, I'd say hope. You always say the NFL sells hope, Bob. That's what this draft week is. That's why it's so great. One word on the Chiefs trading up or trading down. We had Mitch Holthus on yesterday, voice of the Chiefs, and that's something that he kind of said in passing that he feels like this is a move up or move down. One word.
Depends. And that means who's there. Is there somebody that you love? Like we always go back to the Xavier Worthy and Trent McDuffie. You know, those guys were slipping. They loved them. They traded up. They got them. Look where we are.
Mm. Hopeful. Because either you're hopeful they trade up because then they pick earlier. You're hopeful they trade out because then you know the first round you don't really have to have your eye to the TV. You know,
there's only one pick left after that, though. Yeah.
But I mean, like, and then, you know, I don't know, maybe you get some more, you know, change in the jar in the second round if you trade out of the first. But yeah, hopeful because you'll get a decision sooner than later, because 31, that's a long grinded out draft it's like, oh, why are they picking one? Oh, thanks for reminding me. They lost in the Super Bowl. I have to think about this again. So yeah, hopeful they trade up. That means they're really serious about somebody that maybe did slip. They trade back. They think they can get a lot of junk, or not junk. They get a lot of juice in that second round, third round picks. And then you don't have to wait all night to see him pick at 31.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, yes. The less you have to wait is nice.
So let me ask you this.
But there's also the probability of sneaking back into the first round, too. You stockpile a bunch of picks, and then you can sneak back into the first round if you do trade up, you know?
What will your interest be if the Chiefs do trade out of the first round?
Interest level in...
Like the draft.
Probably more, because that means they really believe there's a lot of good players in the second, third, and fourth rounds.
Yeah, I'll be more locked in on Friday.
But I'm talking about that night.
That night?
Let's say pick... You know, 16 comes up and there's a trade, and the Chiefs traded out at 31. I don't know how that would work.
Yeah,
but let's just say like there's an announcement the Chiefs trade out at 31, and I guess you still have to wait till the 31st pick. But
yeah, it would. I mean, it would. Yeah, I don't know.
Because either way, the draft's over after that.
It would make me look at my bed a little bit more willingly, being like, okay.
I mean, there's only one more pick after that, though. Yeah. So, I mean, you've already made it that far. You might as well continue to go and, you know, figure out who the end of the first round is. Because it's not like the NBA draft where everybody's going to get traded after the first round. Yeah. But you never know what's going to happen after the first round. Wheels start moving. Teams start making phone calls. Things could be potentially happening. So, yeah, I mean, she's picking at 31. If they trade up, great. If they trade back, then you're like, oh, man, I waited all this time, and now we don't get a pick, right? That sucks.
It's what the Patriots did a lot. It worked out for them.
It works out for them. Yes. I mean, yeah, keep watching what New England did.
The model franchise.
It's exactly right. One word on Kawhi Leonard last night, 15 for 19, 4 for 7 from 3, 39 points in the 105-102 win against the Nuggets.
The fact that he was 15 of 19 and only had 39 points is a little concerning to me, though. I mean, like...
You want more?
Yeah.
Well, that's where 30 of his points
came
from. I
know, but like you got to have more. I don't know. I think that the point total is low.
Go look at a James Harden stat from like 5 years ago. I have like 44 points, and he'd be like 22 of 23 from the free throw line.
Yeah. Awful. Yeah. Westbrook. Russell Westbrook would have to take 70 shots to get 40 points.
One word is huge. If you're going to stick it to the Denver Nuggets, who have no head coach and a bunch of chaos, is now Nikola Jokic just calling out Michael Porter Jr., who just said, I wasn't feeling it the other night, so I just thought I'd just, you know, hang around.
Yeah.
What a bag that guy is. But yeah, that was literally the odd. Jokic called him out in the press conference. I thought it was hilarious. But it was huge for Kawhi, right? You split the series, you go back to your place in L.A., and now you have a chance to either take 2-2 from there or regain the advantage on game 3 and go up 2-1 and put the hand of the claw in business.
Shouldn't this have been a sweep?
No. Clippers are good.
No, the Clippers are really good.
No. I mean, the Clippers sweeping Denver them getting rid of their head coach and all the turmoil that they've gone through. Like,
no, because they're the best player in the world.
Okay, so what you're saying is it doesn't matter who coaches these teams. Really, it doesn't. Like, and that's kind of where we are.
As far as a team like the Nuggets, who have consistently won a title and have the best player in the world, I think at that point, like, the only thing you're really coaching is like end of the quarter, end of a half, or end of a game, draw up a play out of bounds.
Yeah, and is anybody really paying attention to that kind of stuff? So I think if Denver wins this series, which I don't think they will, but if they do, why have head coaches in the NBA?
Yeah, out of bounds plays. This coach is doing really well for them. He's drawing up good plays. He's managing, what do you call it, personalities. You know, I don't know. I think it's a tougher job than maybe people give it credit for.
No, it's tough because you got to manage the personalities.
Yep.
But, I mean, to say that you have an impact on the game, I mean, it's like a baseball manager, maybe 10 games a year. Basketball, maybe 8 games a year. Maybe.
One guy who did have an impact on the game, Nico Harrison. This was him yesterday.
Didn't know that Luka was important to the fan base. I didn't quite know it to what level. But really, the way we looked at it is, you know, if you're putting a team on the floor that's Kyrie, Clay, PJ, Anthony Davis, and Lively, we feel that's a championship caliber team.
Stupid. Dumb. Ignorant.
Yeah, just Percy.
I didn't know the sponge is supposed to be wet.
Percy from the Green Mile, playing stupid, saying the wrong thing at the wrong time once again. Like Charles Barkley said, hey, man, just go home. Just stay off TV. Stop doing interviews, man. Like, it's not good.
It's done.
You're killing yourself faster in your respectful image of being a credible GM, which he will be fired in the next week.
Yeah, I don't know if I could be a Mavericks fan.
And then
fan.
Him leaving, trying to get out of the locked door, may have been the best part of the press conference.
Awesome. Your key fob no longer works.
I mean, pulling on that door, like, yeah, par for that course.
I think it's kind of similar to what was the guy's name for Chicago, the head coach?
Gosh. Which, Chicago.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bears.
Matt Eberflus.
Lost that embarrassing game on Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah, Matt.
They had him explain the situation in the game. He's like, I wouldn't have changed everything. Next day, fired.
Fired.
Yeah.
Exactly. How long was his buyout? How long is Nico's buyout going to be? Because he can be living the buyout life, man. Go to Cancun and enjoy yourself.